The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I shall ask you one question. Answer me. And I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe in him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They feared the crowd, for they all thought John really was a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Many people are not even aware that there is a letter from St. Jude. Maybe this is a novelty for most of you, that there is a very short letter from St. Jude, and it's the only letter in which, when you conjugate this letter, you don't have Jude 1, verse 2, but it just has the verses. So, it's a beautiful letter, in the sense that it challenges us to do all we can to save souls. One phrase that really jumped out at me is that trying to save souls that are in danger of the fire. It says, save others by snatching them out of the fire. That's pretty strong. Snatching them out of the fire. How would you interpret that? How many souls out there, maybe our relatives, are living in mortal sin? Only God could read the consciences. Many souls are really walking away from God. And with this passage, I'd like to give you a summary of one of the most powerful numbers in the Diary of St. Faustina. She has a really good number on hell that we give in the exercises, number 741. There's another number, I forget the number, but I'll give you a summary of it. Well, St. Faustina sees the two roads. One road is very spacious, and there are many people that are taking that road. And they're singing, they're dancing, improperly dressed, They're drinking. They're partying. They're having a lot of fun. We can say they're living it up. Then all of a sudden, these people that are partying, they're heading toward a precipice. And then they fall. And they fall from the precipice into hell. Almost unawares. If you go into Google and you just Google hell and you hit images, you're going to see this picture. You see a picture of a high mountain. Then the mountain, you have a line of people that are heading toward the mountain, and below the mountain is a pool of fire. And you can see already a couple of souls that already, others are falling from the cliff, others are waiting in line, and there's no way to avoid, they can't get out because they're condemned to hell. In the second part of that number, St. Faustine, is you have a steep, windy, thorny hill, might even call it a mountain, that people are climbing up. They're carrying the cross. Some of them are falling underneath the cross. There are thorns and briars and thickets, pitfalls. These people are small, they're falling, they're bruising themselves, they're cutting themselves. And it's painful. Quite painful. But they're carrying the cross. When they fall, they get up. Then at the very end, they arrive at this place where the beautiful meadows, decked with beautiful flowers, flowers emitting a wonderful aroma, and it is heaven. And as soon as they arrive at heaven, they forget all that they had to suffer. I think we should meditate upon that every day. Because we all have to carry crosses. And some of the crosses can be pretty heavy. We get bruised, we fall, we get cut. But it's all over in a very short time. Maybe if you have family members that are heading toward the precipice, below which is the fire, maybe you can make a photocopy of the number from St. Faustina, and maybe even go in and get that picture of those falling into the precipice. And next time you have a cocktail party with your friends, no? Birthday party. Maybe you can give that out. Mm-hmm. And I give you permission to use the sermon I'm giving today. And maybe get it on podcast, or maybe make it into a 10-minute little disc, no? And give it out free of charge, okay? People are really never going to change until they think. That's one of the principal reasons why people go to hell, is because they don't think. What is the purpose of the program that I set up? Getting people to think spiritually. Using your mind to think spiritually, Paul says, have a fresh way of thinking. Think about the last things. The reality of death. And judgment. And heaven. And hell. This morning I made a 3-minute, 40-second YouTube on the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I posted above that what Our Lady of Fatima said. And this is what she said. If we would reflect upon eternity, we would change our lives immediately. I repeat, if we would reflect upon eternity, eternity means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, we would change our lives immediately. How could anyone with the head above his shoulders that works at least 10%, okay? Excuse my sarcasm. How could anyone who thinks stay in mortal sin knowing that there's the possibility of losing God for all eternity or being aware of the fact that heaven awaits us? So today we're saying a vote of Mass in honor of Mary. This is the first Saturday of the month. I invite all of you to try to carry out the requirements that Our Lady said. This I left on my YouTube also. Confession within a week. Second will be to go to Mass and Communion and offer your communion reparation for the sins against Immaculate Heart of Mary. Do that also. Then pray your rosary. Another requirement that most people are not aware of, Mary wants us to read and meditate at least for 15 minutes on one of the mysteries of the rosary. Probably no one ever does that. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote my second book. So that you can meditate upon the mystery of the rosary, and that will get us to really understand the greatness of God and the greatness of Mary in the economy of salvation. So we're celebrating Mass right now, which is by far the greatest gift that God gives to us. Tomorrow we celebrate Corpus Christi, which is the solemnity par excellence of the Eucharist. This is a weekend in which we want to renew our love for the Eucharist. How could anyone who believes in what is happening in this Mass not want to go to Mass twice a day? We really believe. So let's thank God for the fact that we do believe. Let's pray for those who are there being snatched by the... Let's try to snatch them out of the fire so that they come to the fire of the heart of Christ, which is present in every sacrifice of the Mass. Amen.